The cartoons of our next guest can be found in over 2,000 newspapers and pinned to office walls around the world. We're talking about Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, that oracle of cubicle life and the main character of Adams' Doodles. Dilbert is an engineer, a hapless worker in a nameless conglomerate. He's based on Scott Adams' own experience working in corporate America. Now Adams is out with a new book and spoke to our David Green.
The book is called How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. And I began by asking Adams, why that title?
I have failed at many things. I tried to make computer games. I wrote a few, but it turns out I'm not a very good programmer. I tried to create a food company that had a nutritious, vitamin-filled burrito.
That's the dill burrito?
The dill burrito,
the dill burrito.
Yeah, unfortunately, it made people very gassy, so that didn't work at all.
Now, one surprising piece of advice in Adams' book is that setting goals is bad. It's better, he says, to develop a system. An example he gives, don't try to lose 10 pounds. Instead, learn how your body works with food over a lifetime. Adams writes about how having the right system or mindset helped him beat two serious health issues, one especially cruel to think about for an artist.
Suddenly, one day, my pinky finger on my drawing hand started to spasm every time I drew. And as luck would have it, one of the foremost experts worked about 5 miles from my home. So I got to talk to him, and he diagnosed it fairly quickly and said it was this thing called a focal dystonia. So the brain is causing the pinky to spasm. It's not actually a problem with the hand. And I asked what the cure is, and he said there is none. But eventually I found that if I could hold my pen down to the paper for just a second, it took a while for the spasm to kick in. And so I just did that hundreds of times a day, just touching the pen to paper or pencil to paper and taking it up before the spasm started. And when I could keep the pen there for about 5 seconds or so, eventually it just went away. So I found a way to essentially hack my brain to convince it that putting my pen on paper wasn't some kind of a problem that it needed to respond to.
How did you find the strength to not sort of freak out and say, I'm an artist with no control of a finger. This is devastating.
Well, some of that I think one is just born with. So I was already thinking, all right, I can learn to draw left-handed if I have to. It's just not going to be fun. I can find another job if I need to, but that's not my first choice. So I never thought it was the end of the world. It was just really, really, really bad luck.
You still had another low point, and I wanted you to tell me about the real challenge that you faced with your voice.
Yeah, so the problem I had with my pinky, it turns out that that sometimes comes in pairs. And years later, I lost my voice, so it would sound like a bad cell phone connection. So if I tried to say, can I have a Diet Coke, it would come out like, oak,
wow.
Sort of like that. So I could make noise, but people couldn't really understand me in common conversation. So I Googled dystonia, because that was my pinky problem, and voice, and up popped a YouTube video of a woman with something called a spasmodic dysphonia. And I listened to her video, and it was exactly the way I talked. So it took 3.5 years to find the one doctor in the world who had developed a surgery. And it was still a little bit experimental in the sense that it didn't work every time. But I signed up for it because I didn't like the odds of staying voiceless for another 50 years.
And you say voiceless, and we should be clear. The way you just spoke to me, I mean, that was the way you were speaking whenever you tried to have a conversation with anybody.
Well, almost anybody. I could actually talk to my cat normally. So it was a little bit like a stutter because it's a brain problem, it's not really a vocal cord problem.
When you tried to talk to a person, whatever would be triggered would happen.
Yeah. So like most people who have had this problem, they're almost always diagnosed with a mental problem and not a speaking problem. And I was originally offered Valium under the theory that I might be so stressed out that when I talked to another human, I couldn't form words. But yet I could talk to my cat fine. So it was a strange existence there for a while.
You go through the surgery, and it was effective. I mean, a risky surgery brought your voice back.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to wait for those few months until the nerves regrew in my neck And then I could find out if I spoke or not. And when I could speak, it was a great day. So I'm pretty happy I took that risk.
Well, Scott Adams, it has been wonderful hearing your voice and talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Scott Adams was speaking with David Greene. His new book is called How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big.